Hi, my name is Judy Spears. I teach fourth grade in an inner city school. Even though many students come from middle to low income single parent homes, they are not digital immigrants. They have access to numerous technological devices.
I have a PlayStation, a Wii, I have a laptop, and I have internet, of course.
Wii, computer, cell phones, MP3s, DSIs.
I have a laptop that I use to Skype with my friends.
Two of the three students interviewed have their own cell phone. They use them regularly, but in different ways. How often do you use your cell phone?
Three to four times a day.
Constantly, basically, except for when I'm in school.
What do you do more, talk or text?
I mostly call.
Texting and talking to my parents.
You text more or talk more?
Text.
Even though they have these devices, there are things they wish they could change about them.
Like my phone.
Mm-hmm.
It has like more games on it. I don't have one game and it's a boring math game.
Honestly, I would like to be able to get on the to My Big Campus on my cell phone. That way I can constantly stay on it more than maybe twice a month.
The students were familiar with social networking and are members of different ones, but it is not something they actively participate in.
I use Facebook.
Okay.
My Big Campus.
How often?
Maybe twice a month.
Not often?
Not often, I don't know, ma'am. I use it to talk with my friends when I don't want everyone else to see it by posting on their wall.
Do you ever use it for homework?
Every now and then you can, when I have problems on my homework, I can send it to a friend and they can help me with my homework, yes, ma'am.
I use My Big Campus with students at my school. It is like Facebook, but the teachers and principals are always monitoring it. Teachers post projects and assignments and help students that are having problems.
When questioned about school, their teachers have used technology in past classes, but in various ways.
Sometimes we use the computer, like Smartboard, to learn math problems and to watch scientific and social studies videos.
To type up essays, research on topics, create slideshows. We use the smart board to take notes from the teacher. We also use Movie Maker to create movies after books, and Jeopardy to review.
My teachers in the past have used various websites to help us with our social studies and science.
There was a mix of feeling when asked if they felt their teacher used enough technology in the classroom.
Yes.
Honestly, no, we use more textbook than we do the internet. But we do use the smart boards a lot to take down notes.
Yeah, we use it a good bit, but we could always use it more.
Even though all three students would be considered digital natives according to Prinsky's definition, their level of technology skills are still diverse. As educators, we must realize this diversity and work to engage students to move them forward in today's digital world.